Picture this. You're a controller at a radar scope. A target is painting normally. The transponder is squawking. The data block looks clean. ADS-B out is reporting a precise GPS position. Everything looks exactly the way it should look, except the airplane isn't where the screen says it is. It's somewhere else entirely. The system has no warning to offer, no flag, just a position that is wrong. That is not a hypothetical. That is GPS spoofing. It is happening in operational airspace right now, on routes that real aircraft are flying, and it has specific implications for the surveillance system that ADS-B was built to improve. I'm Vector on Radio Hangar, and this is Clear Direct. Today, we are getting into what GPS spoofing actually does to ADS-B surveillance, why it matters for the integrity of the traffic picture that pilots and controllers depend on every day, and what the aviation system is and is not doing about it. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones. First solo private pilot, instrument rated CFI, the whole journey, beautifully made and built to last, AviationSoul.com. Let's start with the foundation. To understand the problem, you have to understand exactly what ADS-B is and what it is not. ADS-B stands for Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast. Three words in that name carry the weight. Automatic, dependent, broadcast, not radar, not interrogation. The airplane figures out where it is, primarily using GPS, and then it broadcasts that position continuously to anyone who is listening. Controllers receive it through ground stations. Other aircraft receive it in the cockpit via ADS-B, in ground-based receivers operated by the FAA and privately by companies like FlightAware, pick it up and build the traffic picture from it. The entire system depends on one assumption. The GPS position the aircraft is broadcasting is accurate. Here is what most people miss when they compare ADS-B to radar. Traditional radar is an independent source of truth. The radar antenna sends out a pulse. That pulse reflects off the aircraft, the return comes back to the antenna, and the system calculates position from the time of flight of that signal. The airplane does not need to know where it is. The radar works it out from first principles. ADS-B flips that relationship. The aircraft is reporting its own position. The position comes from GPS, which means if the GPS is wrong, the ADS-B position is wrong. The surveillance picture is wrong. And neither the pilot nor the controller may have any indication that anything is amiss. So what is GPS spoofing, and how is it different from jamming? GPS jamming is the simpler problem. A jammer floods the GPS frequency band with noise. Your receiver cannot hear the satellites through the interference. The system fails, typically with some kind of cockpit indication. Your GPS position becomes unavailable. You revert to other navigation methods. That is bad. It is also detectable. The system tells you something has failed. Spoofing is fundamentally different. A spoofing transmitter broadcasts fake GPS signals, signals that look from the receiver's perspective exactly like legitimate signals from the satellite constellation. Your receiver processes them, calculates a position, and reports that position as valid. No warning annunciator, no flag. No indication that anything unusual has happened, just a GPS position that corresponds to somewhere the aircraft is not. The level of deception here is worth sitting with for a moment. Your receiver is not malfunctioning. It is functioning correctly. It is doing exactly what it was designed to do, which is lock on to GPS signals and compute a position from them. The signals it is receiving happen to be fraudulent. The receiver cannot tell the difference without additional information to cross-check against. Now, Eurocontrol, the European organization that coordinates air traffic management across 30-some European states, has been systematically tracking GPS interference incidents for several years. Their Aviation Intelligence Unit publishes reports on this, and the data is publicly available. The numbers are significant. In the period from 2022 through 2024, Eurocontrol documented thousands of reported GPS interference events across European airspace and the surrounding regions. The geographic concentration of those events is not random. The Eastern Mediterranean sees elevated activity. The Baltic Sea region, particularly areas near the Finnish and Estonian borders with Russia, has seen interference. Areas around conflict zones in the Middle East have been heavily affected, including airspace over and around Iraq, Iran, Syria, and Israel. The FAA has been tracking this as well. The Federal Aviation Administration issued notices to air missions, what we call NOTAMs, warning of Global Navigation Satellite System, or GNSS, interference in the Eastern Mediterranean beginning in 2022. Those warnings have been updated and extended multiple times since. If you pull up the NOTAM system before a flight in or through those regions, the interference warnings are there. What does GPS spoofing actually look like from inside a cockpit? Pilots who have encountered spoofing in these regions have reported some consistent symptoms. The most dramatic is a sudden large position jump. The GPS position indicator shows the aircraft moving abruptly by tens of miles with no corresponding change in what the crew can feel or see. Ground speed and track displayed in the cockpit do not match what the instruments and outside references suggest. In some documented cases, flight management systems, the navigation computers in the cockpit, have computed that the aircraft was positioned over an airport and began presenting approach guidance when the aircraft was actually at cruise altitude over open ocean or desert. That last scenario has real implications. Flight management systems are sophisticated enough to recognize when their computed position is near an airport and to present appropriate guidance. If that position is spoofed to appear near an airport, the automation responds accordingly. The mismatch between what the automation is suggesting and what the crew is actually experiencing can create significant workload and confusion, especially if the crew does not immediately recognize GPS spoofing as the cause. Now, let's connect this directly to ADS-B, because this is where the surveillance integrity problem becomes concrete. When an aircraft is broadcasting a spoofed GPS position via ADS-B out, every receiver seeing that broadcast gets the wrong information. Other aircraft with ADS-B in display see that aircraft in the wrong place on their traffic display. Air traffic controllers receiving ADS-B data through ground stations see that aircraft in the wrong place on their display. Any system that uses ADS-B position data to compute traffic geometry, separation, or advisories is working from inaccurate inputs. The collision avoidance implications are worth separating carefully because there is an important distinction between TCAS and ADS-B in TCAS. The Traffic Collision Avoidance System required on most transport category aircraft works on transponder interrogation. TCAS transmits a signal. The nearby transponder responds, and TCAS calculates the range and closure rate based on the reply. TCAS is fundamentally range-based and does not depend on GPS position at all. An aircraft with a spoofed GPS position still has a functional transponder. TCAS will still see it. TCAS is, in that respect, somewhat resistant to GPS spoofing. ADS-B in the traffic picture in the cockpit is a different matter. It is showing you where other aircraft say they are based on what they are broadcasting. If an aircraft near you is broadcasting a spoofed position, your ADS-B in display shows that aircraft in the wrong location. In a high traffic environment, the result is a traffic display that is partially inaccurate in a way that produces no warning. The system does have backup layers, and those matter. Most high traffic controlled airspace still has primary radar or secondary radar as a cross-check on ADS-B data. Controllers with radar coverage can see when an ADS-B target's reported position does not correlate with the radar return. That discrepancy is a signal that something is wrong. In dense, well-equipped airspace, the multiple surveillance data sources provide mutual cross-checking. But here is where the trajectory of the system creates longer-term concern. The entire direction of NextGen, the FAA's air traffic modernization program, and its European equivalent CSAR has been toward ADS-B as the primary surveillance method, with a corresponding reduction in dependence on expensive, infrastructure-intensive ground-based radar. In oceanic airspace, where radar never reached in the first place, satellite-based ADS-B through networks like the Aireon system on the Iridium satellite constellation provides position reporting where nothing existed before. If GPS spoofing can compromise ADS-B, and it demonstrably can, then progressively reducing radar infrastructure as ADS-B becomes more dominant is a risk calculus worth examining carefully. The aviation community is examining it. The question is how fast the technical countermeasures can be fielded. Let's break down what those countermeasures actually are, because the engineering side of this is genuinely interesting. The first line of defense is something GPS receivers already have. It is called Receiver Autonomous Integrity Monitoring, or RAIM. RAIM works by cross-checking the signals from multiple satellites against each other. Each satellite's signal provides a position solution. If all the satellites agree with each other within tolerance, the position is considered valid. If one satellite disagrees significantly with the others, RAIM flags it as suspect and can exclude it from the solution. RAIM can catch some spoofing. If the spoofed signals are internally inconsistent, RAIM will detect the anomaly. The problem is that a sophisticated spoofing attack can fool RAIM by producing signals that are internally consistent. All the spoofed signals are wrong in exactly the same way, so they agree with each other and pass the consistency check. Your receiver sees good signal quality, good geometry, good RAIM status, and a position that is simply incorrect. The deeper answer involves cryptographic signal authentication. The GPS signal architecture includes something called navigation message authentication, or NMA in the military signal. The idea is that the satellite signs its navigation message with a cryptographic code that a receiver can verify. A spoofing transmitter cannot fake the authentication code without the private key held by the satellite operators. A receiver that checks the authentication can distinguish a real satellite signal from a spoofed one. The civilian GPS constellation is adding authentication capability in newer signal formats. The L5 signal and the L1C signal, both newer civilian GPS frequencies, include or are planned to include authentication mechanisms. Aviation-certified GPS receivers that can process these signals and validate the authentication would be fundamentally more resistant to spoofing. The challenge is time. Aviation GPS receivers are certified avionics. The development and certification cycle for new avionics is measured in years. Fleet turnover in general aviation is measured in decades. Positioning the broader GA fleet with anti-spoofing receivers is a long-horizon project, even if everything moves efficiently. In the meantime, the threat exists and the fleet is largely unprotected against a sophisticated spoofing attack. There is also interest in non-GPS navigation cross-checks. Inertial navigation systems, INS, compute position from accelerometers and gyroscopes. They track how fast you have accelerated in which direction and integrate that over time to track position from a known starting point. An INS does not depend on GPS. If your GPS position and your INS position begin to diverge significantly, that divergence is a warning flag worth taking seriously. DME, distance measuring equipment, is another angle. DME measures slant range distance to a ground station. Multiple DME stations can give you a position solution that is entirely independent of GPS. The FAA has been deliberately maintaining DME infrastructure even as GPS has become dominant, partly for exactly this reason. It is a backup that does not share GPS's vulnerability to spoofing. There is active work on DME-based positioning as a GPS-independent navigation layer for en route operations. So, what does a working pilot actually do with all of this right now? First, awareness of the geography. If you are operating in or transiting through areas with documented GPS interference, the Eastern Mediterranean, the Baltic region, the Middle East broadly, you should have elevated alertness to GPS anomalies. Those areas are flagged in NOTAMs and in Eurocontrol's published safety information. Knowing you are in elevated risk airspace changes your monitoring posture. Second, cross-check your navigation. This sounds simple, and it is, but GPS has been so reliable for so long that many pilots have stopped actively cross-checking it against other sources. And interference-prone areas, you need to rebuild that habit. If your GPS position and your VOR radial or your DME range or the terrain outside the window are telling you different things, that discrepancy is information. Do not automatically trust the GPS over the corroborating sources. Third, know how your automation degrades. On aircraft with integrated flight management systems, understand the navigation degradation modes. What happens when the FMS loses GPS confidence? Does it revert automatically to radio navigation? Does it require crew action? Does it continue presenting guidance based on a degraded position without a clear warning? Read that section of your aircraft systems documentation before you need it in the air. Fourth, report anomalies. The aviation safety system learns from reported data. Eurocontrol's interference tracking depends on flight crews reporting what they experienced. The FAA's Aviation Safety Reporting System, ASRS, accepts these reports with no jeopardy protection. If you experience GPS behavior that does not make sense, particularly a sudden large position jump or FMS behavior inconsistent with your actual situation, filing a report contributes to the collective picture of where and how this problem is occurring. The data tells an interesting story about the direction of the threat. The technology required to execute a GPS spoofing attack has become more accessible over time, not less. Software-defined radio hardware capable of signal generation is commercially available. The spoofing software exists. The technical barrier to entry is lower than it was 10 years ago. Nation-state actors have been the primary concern in the documented incidents, and the geographic clustering of events around certain borders and conflict zones is consistent with that. But the capability is not exclusively held at the nation-state level. Aviation has navigated this kind of challenge before. When GPS was first introduced into civil aviation, the dependency it created on satellite signal availability was a new vulnerability. The system added RAIM for integrity monitoring. It added WAAS, the Wide Area Augmentation System, for improved accuracy and integrity in approach operations. It maintained radio navigation infrastructure as backup. It built procedures around the failure modes. The result is a GPS-based navigation system that is reliable, accurate, and appropriately hedged. The same process will play out with spoofing. The problem is documented. The failure modes are understood at a technical level. The countermeasures, cryptographic authentication, INS cross-checking, DME backup positioning, improved RAIM algorithms, all exist in some form. The question is certification timelines and adoption rates. What is genuinely encouraging is that the conversation is happening at the right organizational levels. ICAO has a GNSS panel working on interference and spoofing resilience. Eurocontrol's safety teams are publishing detailed technical analysis. The FAA's technical centers are engaged on navigation integrity. Avionics manufacturers are developing authentication-capable receivers. The gap right now is between a known and documented threat and a fully fielded technical solution. That gap will close. Aviation's track record on working through these problems is actually quite good when you look at the long arc. In the meantime, understand what ADS-B out actually is. It is your GPS position broadcast. The quality of the surveillance picture it creates is directly tied to the quality of your GPS position. If you are in airspace where that position can be manipulated without your receiver knowing, the surveillance system is working with compromised data. The backup layers matter. Primary radar matters. TCAs matters. Your own cross-checking matters. Sources for this segment include Eurocontrol's Aviation Intelligence Unit GPS Interference Reports, ICAO GNSS Panel Documentation, and FAA Safety Notices on GNSS Interference. All of it is publicly available, and the Eurocontrol data in particular is worth reading if you fly internationally. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. See you next time.